This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Aaron Syme is a Libertarian candidate for Virginia Senate, and he joins us live in studio to talk politics. Aaron, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Coy, and my pleasure.
Where should we start? I guess the obvious place to start is the primaries.
Sure.
And the elections that were held. Between the Republican primary between incumbent Emmett Hanger and challenger Scott Sayers. Scott, of course, won all the Albemarle districts, all the green districts, but as Bob Gibson was pointing out in the last half hour, he lost in Augusta County, and a lot of folks turned out in Augusta County.
Yeah, he did, and Augusta and Stanton are really what put him through on the primary there. And, you know, the primary season in general in Virginia this year has definitely been very interesting, but I find this district and this race absolutely fascinating just from a political perspective, regardless of the fact that I'm in it. But it's very, very interesting. It illustrates a rift within the Republican Party of the establishment of the party, which is many of the leaders of that party, who basically believe that big government in all forms is okay as long as they're the ones writing the check and as long as they're the ones who get to determine who that check gets written out to.
And that's certainly the lesson of the Republicans in Washington.
Well, absolutely. I think that in large part was their downfall last year, and that's why you saw low voter turnout at the national level. You know, the Republicans I talk to at the grassroots level are just not excited about their candidates. They're not really excited about their party. They're disillusioned with it, and for very good reason. I mean, there was a time in my life when I would have considered myself more Republican than anything else, but it was clear to me this was the direction that party's heading in. So there is a real rift in there in between the people who believe big government's okay as long as they're running it and the more traditional, libertarian base of the Republican Party that believes that government should largely leave us alone and small government is the better way to go.
And fiscal responsibility and stay out of our business. We're not seeing that from the Bush Republicans.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very different from the Republican Party of the Goldwater and the Reagan era. Very, very different.
Yeah, which is certainly the part of me that is Republican that I would certainly lean towards that and still to this day admire that. And still when I hear the phrase grand old party, I think, you know, it is grand. It is grand and it should be grand. And there's so many great, great things about the Republican Party. And yet, you know, here they are. They got Washington. They got in control. And what did they do? They just started writing checks like crazy. They grew the government faster than any Democrat ever has. It's like, wait a minute. Who are you guys?
I think the real lesson at the national and at the state level of the last decade or so is that it almost doesn't matter who's in party. In fact, I'd almost rather have gridlock than either party, no matter who it is, controlling which branch, because the establishment of both major parties is really in it for their own personal power, their own personal gain, and that's what motivates them. That may not be what they say on the campaign trail, but that's what if you look at their actions, you look at the way they behave in Richmond and in Washington, and that's really what it's all about. It's a game to them, and I think people, and I'm hearing it from people all over the 24th District, they're very disgruntled with that. They're tired of the status quo. They're looking for something different.
Is that why they voted for Scott Sayer? In many ways?
I think absolutely in many ways. Definitely, I think he was certainly the outsider in that primary. And, you know, for a first-time candidate to get 47% of vote against a longtime incumbent is quite a strong statement. Now, I don't think that that's the statement. I don't think that's the way the incumbent reads that election. I don't think, you know, to those people who voted for Scott Sayer, I don't think that the incumbents learned the lesson they would like him to have learned. But that race was close, and it sends a very strong message of where the people of this district lie. Because the other thing you've got to consider, too, is that primaries in Virginia are open primaries. So those were not just Republicans voting for who was their favorite Republican in that race. There were Democrats, too. And, in fact, the Democrat candidate in this race took credit for Emmett Hanger's victory in the primary in a column last week saying,
really?
Basically, you know, hey, Emmett Hanger only won that primary by 800-some votes over Scott Sayer. I think most people realistically know there were at least 800 Democrats who voted in that primary. And, you know, if they were voting based on, you know, who they'd like to see in Richmond, they were probably voting for the incumbent, not for Scott Sayer. So the politics of this are, you know, the dynamics of this district and this race is very, very interesting.
We're talking with Aaron Syme, Libertarian candidate for Virginia Senate in the 24th
24th
Senate District, which includes Western Albemarle County, Greene County, Augusta, Stanton, Waynesboro.
Yep. Part of Lexington.
Down towards Lexington.
Yeah.
It's a big district.
Part of Rockingham and all of Highland County.
Now, what does the fact that so many people turned out to support Scott Sayre, what does that say about your candidacy? Because I would, just standing back looking at it, I would think there's a lot of folks who wanted Scott that might not support Emmett, but might in turn support you.
Well, I think there's a very definite possibility of that. And, you know, the challenge is getting people to cross party lines, essentially, publicly. And that's the big challenge for me. You know, it's difficult to say how many people will be willing to do that publicly. But I think privately, there's a lot of people who voted for Scott Sayre that are you know, telling people that they're not going to be voting for the incumbent. So I think there's definitely going to be a lot of that going on. And that's my challenge to convince people that I'm now their alternative. And I think that argument is very, very simple. Basically, if you believe it's okay that our state has grown 118%, over doubled in less than a decade, then you are the one with a difficult choice in this race, because you've got two candidates who both believe in big government to choose between. You've got a Democrat and a Republican, both whom will vote for more taxes when they're in Richmond. So you've got a difficult choice. Now, if on the other hand, you believe in small government, low taxes, low regulation, there's only one candidate in this race who believes in that, and that's my campaign. So it's a very simple argument, really, at this point. It's just a matter of, you know, people really, I think, just have to kind of search their conscience, search their soul.
Let's continue our discussion
really
with Aaron Syme, a Libertarian candidate for Virginia Senate
in
the 24th District, which includes Western Albemarle County, Greene County, Augusta, Rockbridge, you name it. It's a big, mighty big county. It includes Highland, doesn't it?
All of Highland County, yep.
And Highland County is one of the most beautiful places in Virginia.
It's definitely been one of my favorite parts of the campaign, getting out there for sure.
Yeah, it's a good excuse to go all those windy roads through the mountains, and all of a sudden you come out in Monterey, and it's just gorgeous out there.
We did a motorcycle tour around the whole district a week ago this past Saturday, and it was just gorgeous riding through Goshen Pass and through Monterey, and then coming over the mountains into Stannardsville and stuff too. Free Union Crozet. I mean, the whole district's a beautiful place to ride. A lot of those windy, pretty roads.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, what do you ride?
My wife and I have two old Beamers, and we've got two Harleys on loan from my father-in-law right now.
Which fun.
I'm the generous son-in-law. I agree to ride his motorcycles when he doesn't have room in his garage for
Here,
him.
Take care of my Harley for a while.
Yeah, I give and I give.
That's great. Aaron Syme, Libertarian. Why are you a Libertarian? I haven't asked you that in a while. So share that with folks, because there's a lot of Republicans out there who aren't happy with the Republican Party right now. There's a lot of Democrats who aren't happy with the Republican Party. There's a lot of folks like me who aren't happy with either one. Tell us, why do you wake up in the morning and think, you know, I am a Libertarian?
Well, you know, one thing I would say, first of all, is that, you know, as a Libertarian, I believe very strongly in the concept of the individual. So I don't agree with any political party 100% of the time, but the Libertarian Party is the one I agree with the most by far. And so that's basically why I'm a member of the Libertarian Party. And I think, the principles of the Libertarian Party are very much in line with traditional American principles. Keep government spending low, and keep government out of your wallet, and keep government out of your personal life. And, you know, that concept of individualism is really what the Libertarian Party is all about. And it's much more consistent on those principles than either of the major parties.
So is this where all the Goldwater conservatives are going? Are they going to the Libertarian Party?
Well, they certainly should be, in my opinion. Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, it's the one political party out there. It's by far the largest third party in the United States. And it's the one political party out there that's very consistent on those principles that the Goldwater conservatives and a lot of the Reagan conservatives believed in.
Aaron Syme, Libertarian candidate for Virginia Senate. If you'd like to join the conversation, the phone lines are open at 977-1070. Gary's been waiting patiently in Albemarle County. Gary, you're on with Aaron Syme. Go right ahead.
Thanks a lot. Aaron, I wish you well in your campaign. Unfortunately, I can't vote for you, but I certainly support your candidacy and the ideas that you stand for. So,
thank you, Gary.
Best wishes. My question is this. If you're elected, what do you see as the improvements you will make in the 24th district? In other words, what do you think you can do better if you're elected? And I'll just hang up and listen.
Gary, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it, the call and your question. I think that what we really need in Richmond in general is a more independent voice separate from the party politics And I think that that independent voice, somebody who represents the values of this district more closely. So I think the votes for tax increases that the incumbent has made and that certainly the Democrat would make if elected are really out of step with this district. The concepts of educational choice and stuff that also I think people in this district overwhelmingly support are also not being represented in Richmond. So those are the types of things that I'd like to fight for in Richmond that would be different than the status quo now. And, you know, it can't hurt to have somebody outside of the major parties in there talking about things like I-81 and stuff like that, too, that needs some attention in the district but is outside of the party line, perhaps.
And, of course, the I-81 issue, not a huge issue for us on this side of the mountain, but, boy, if you spend any time over in the Valley, that is like a big – and it should be a big, big issue for folks who have to drive every day on one of the most dangerous highways in America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a, you know, we were just talking about that motorcycle tour. I certainly stay off of I-81 and 64, for that matter, as most I can anytime I'm on two wheels.
We're talking with Aaron Simon. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. Aaron, before we let you go, this past weekend, we marked the second anniversary of the
Kelo decision.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 years ago on June 23rd, 2005, the U.S. Supreme Court announced one of its most widely detested and disagreed with decisions in modern history, and that's the Kelo decision, which basically said that local government can take your property for any reason they want, that we should just trust local government to determine whatever a public purpose is and be okay with that. Action by the Supreme Court was one of the things that motivated me to get more involved in state politics and to make this run, too, is that I think we need more strong advocates in Richmond for property rights. Because the one good thing about that Supreme Court decision was it basically said, if you don't like that we've just told you the Constitution offers no protection, then go change your state laws. And Virginia was very slow to enact any sort of reform. They did enact some reform this year, but it's only temporary. I believe we need an amendment to the Virginia Constitution that would offer permanent protection. So we had a press conference on Saturday in Stanton. And at that press conference, I was actually very honored to have two residents of the 24th District who have faced the threat of eminent domain who spoke on my behalf. And we talked about their situation. So one of the things we were trying to drive home with that, and the video of that, by the way, if anybody wants to see it, is on my website at aarinsime.com, aarinsime.com. But what I wanted to drive home is that eminent domain can happen. It doesn't just happen in New York or Connecticut or New England. It happens all around the country all the time, even here in Virginia, even in the 24th District.
Aaron Syme online at aarinsyme.com. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
And good luck this summer. I know you have a few parades ahead of you. So
a lot of parades and county fairs coming up, so it's going to be great.
Have a good time. You can reach Aaron online at aarinsyme.com, Libertarian candidate for Virginia Senate in the 24th District.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show can be heard every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WINA. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com. If you enjoyed the show, why not check out our site for hours and hours of archives of Coy's show? You'll also find other radio programs, arts features, public affairs coverage, and more.